Red
FM. Yeah, I'm very pleased. It was a good start for us, you know. I mean, we made life difficult for ourselves at times, but like I thought overall we were, you know, we were well ahead. You know, I like the look of the team. I think they're very, you know, they're very together. They work hard for one another, and you know, the better, the more of these nights that we have, you know, the better for us. I was delighted with the crowd tonight. I thought we got great support, and that's very important for us. You know, we want to build something here, and you know, if these guys, you know, keep doing what they're doing, I'll be very happy.
You were in front for the entire game. That must have pleased you.
Yeah, we kept the lead, and when they got a run, we kind of didn't panic, and we kept it again, you know. I thought Ron Thompson's, you know, he showed tonight a lot of leadership qualities. He's a real pro, you know. You know, Jer Noonan, when he gets fit, is going to give us loads. And I thought Mick McGinn, like, who hasn't trained probably as much as he'd like to, you know, gives us great energy. But the younger guys tonight were very impressive off the bench, you know. And like, everybody that came in wanted to be better and wanted to make things better. And that's the most important thing. And, you know, we just keep going. It's only one game. We have an awful lot of work to do, but like the next 2 or 3 weeks are very important. But confidence comes with winning, and tonight we got to win, you know.
When you were talking about the subs there, it really didn't make any difference. Anyone that came on, it was always very strong. You've a very good squad there.
That's what it should be. I mean, like, we should be always in doubt about who the starting five is, you know, and that's what I want. I want the guys on the bench coming in, knowing their roles and pushing the guys that are on the floor. And I think we got a bit of that tonight. I like the way fellas, you know, came off the floor and like, gave the other guys a high five and, you know, come on, good job, do the same job. And that's what it's all about. It's about a team. There's 23, 24, 25 mid-games maybe this year, and everyone will have their chance. And we just got to make sure that we stick together and we work hard.
How was pre-season for you? How did it go?
It was good, you know, but we're still in pre-season, you know. We've a lot of work to do. I mean, fellas coming back from holidays, from back to school, a lot of work to do. So we're still in pre-season, so we're not getting carried away with this. We've a long way to go. But hopefully next week we're marrying away. The following week we're home to Demons. So there's a busy couple of weeks for us, and we'll see how it goes, you know.
The Demons game is it's going to be a good one.
It's going to be a good one. We won't be like, we won't look beyond Mario, you know, next week. That's the game. And then hopefully we get out of there with a win, and then we'll worry about Demons the following week. And hopefully, you know, we'll be on a good bit of momentum, and we'll see where it takes us.
And just on Ron Thompson, he showed some really super skills out there tonight.
When Ron gets fit, he's, in my opinion, he could be the best player in the league when he gets fit. But he just had, you know, he came in with an injury. We're working on him, getting him fit. He's probably still at about 75%, you know, but like, just goes to show you what more he has in the tank, you know.
And you said about the crowd, it's great having a big house
brilliant,
here.
Brilliant. We need an atmosphere. We need people here. We need, you know, Glenmire played before us, and that was great, and a lot of the Glenmire people stayed for this game, and that was great as well. And like, you know, we just need to get our own kids now into, and their parents, and, you know, we'll be great. And it's nice to see the stands full there tonight, and hopefully that will continue.
Cork's Red FM. 104 to 106.